In 1989, Coach Bill Snyder became our football coach. He had a list of things he wanted to make sure that we put in place. One of those was a logo for the football team, something special and unique. And I was invited to his office in the spring of 1989, where he asked me to look at drawings of what eventually would become our power cap. Now, there were four or five sketches, and of course, I was thinking, well, that's something that's for the football team, because the university logo has been, the symbol has been Willie the Wildcat, the stand-up Willie with the flag. And that was about my Willie. It was my Willie when I was an undergraduate here. I used it for recruiting and public relations programs. It was our symbol, Stand Up Willie. And what Coach is proposing is a symbol for the football team, and I took it as such. 4 years later, just after our first bowl under Coach Snyder, I went to the Student Senate with an ID card. The first time in school history, we were going to have a plastic ID card. It was going to replace our paper, a paper sheet that explained that you paid your fees. I had partnered with a local bank, a magnetic strip. We had the technology in place. We're going to have a real ID card for everybody. And I was very excited with our students then, and they were excited for us. And one of the students said, well, what will be on the ID card, our signature? I said, well, we'll be the Wildcat. He's our symbol of the university. I noticed right when I said that, there was kind of some disagreement. I could just tell by their body language. I said, what's going on? Well, the power cap ought to be on our ID card. And I'm arguing with them. No, that's football. Willie the Wildcat is our university logo. And they're going back and forth. And I said, well, I'll tell you what. There's an SGA election coming up in March. Let's put it on the ballot. We'll put Willie the Wildcat along with the power cap. And students will decide what's going to be on our university student ID card. I lost 5-1. From this point on, the power cat is the symbol of our school. Sometimes you're not the smartest person in the world or in the room. It's important to recognize that you need to listen and respond accordingly. I learned a valuable lesson. I was convinced that Willie the Wildcat was the recognized logo of our school, the symbol of our school, because that's how I saw it. And this last year, close to $1 million was raised off the Power Cat licensing that's used for scholarships and for supporting our marching band and other student initiatives that we wouldn't have without Coach Snyder and the Power Cat. My name is Pat Bosco. I'm speaking to you from the campus of Kansas State University, where I've served the last 50 years, mostly as K-State's Chief Student Life Administrator. This podcast, entitled Boscology, is a personal, informal science of how we can be more authentic in everything we do. It's a working framework of how best to improve our interactions with others at home, in school, or in the workplace. Any place, frankly, you'd like to make a positive, lasting contribution.